Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fifth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting sixth. The DH, Mike Hegan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bob Coluccio. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Champion. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. And now, play ball. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money strikes out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey strikes out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Champion fires to first and picks off Coggins. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Porter moves to third. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio takes first base on ball four. Hegan moves to second. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter scores. Hegan scores. Coluccio moves to third. It's 2-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belunger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Champion covering, for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive towards third. Money reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Brewers. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a pop-up towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Coluccio takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coluccio. The throw from Williams and he is out, Gritch applying the tag. Two outs. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Garcia hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gritch hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive towards third. Money reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baylor. Yount reaches second base with a double. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. Money bunts towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Yount moves to third. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount scores. May moves to second. It's 5-0, Brewers. Don Hood now pitching. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Briggs hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. May moves to third. Scott moves to second. Bobby Mitchell pinch hits for Mike Hegan. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May scores. Scott scores. There goes Porter trying to get to second. Bumbrey throws the ball into Robinson, who relays the ball to Gritch, who tags Porter for the out. It's 7-0, Brewers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bumbrey strikes out. 1 out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coggins moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to second for the out. Coggins moves to third. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 2 in the game. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Money moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Money scores. May moves to second. It's 8 to nothing, Brewers. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Briggs hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. May moves to third. 1 out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Porter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing left field. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Coluccio takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Vukovic pinch hits for Don Money. John Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic hits a line drive into left field. Bumbry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Vukovic now playing third base. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry is 0-for-3 in the game. Bumbry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Coggins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bumbry moves to second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Grich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bumbry moves to third. Coggins moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of May. Davis reaches second base with a double. Bumbry scores. Coggins scores. Grich moves to third. It's 8-2, Brewers. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Grich scores. It's 8-3, Brewers. Eduardo Rodriguez now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. Powell strikes out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baylor is called out on strikes. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Orioles 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. May strikes out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hood juggles the ball. That's an error on Hood. Scott moves to third. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bellinger for the out. Two outs. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bumbry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bumbry for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 8, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.